Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 3rd, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how's it going this week?
Pretty good, you?
I can't complain. My son has attempted to kill me again. I slept for 16 hours yesterday, but I've proven resilient.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, I'm doing better than he is, so... Nothing like a sick baby.
Yeah. Not good.
Eh, what can you do?
My girl earned her first black eye today. Nice. Getting hit by a boot in the face, so...
Oh. Accident, or...?
Hopefully. We're not sure.
Joys of daycare.
No, not even. Just playing with the cousins.
Oh, nice. That's right, there's no daycares today. It's a holiday.
Yep.
Right. I had forgotten. All right. Well, yeah.
The joy of kids.
Yeah. Well, at least it gives me more painting time. I assembled a bunch of minis last night while the baby was screaming at me, so it was good. It's good.
That's one way to say it.
Yeah. You gotta look for the silver lining, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get this ball rolling. As always, we're gonna start with our non-crowdfunding stuff, and then we're gonna do our crowdfunding stuff. There's got to be a better way to say that. That sounds less lame, but I'm too tired to think of it. First up this week, in new releases, we have Footsore Miniatures, Blood of the Aventine, Scenario Starter Box on pre-order.
So this is a new starter box for Gangs of Rome. So it's a small scenario. You get three... A miniature per gang, and also a seventh miniature that is what they call a Nincoma. Is it the right word? Yeah, Incola, which are non-player characters.
A Gaul Watchman. Yep.
Yeah. So, cool thing. Comes with everything you need to play: tokens, miniatures, movement rulers, everything. Even some terrain. Temple Under Construction by Sarissa Precision, that is the center of this scenario, is also included. So, lots of stuff.
I'm just going to say, I've seen Asterix and Obelix, and this model does not look like a Gaul. I have a reference. It's historically accurate, right?
He does. He has the mustache. And
Fair enough. Everyone with a mustache is a Gaul. All right.
Yes, a garlic mustache.
Do we have a price point? Oh, £35 for a starter box. That's less than $100.
Yep.
So that seems pretty reasonable.
It does.
All right. And also from Footsore Miniatures this week, we have new denizens for Gangs of Rome: Cruentus the Butcher and Thessalus the Backstreet Healer. Man, these. Okay, we need to find a way. To only talk about games where I can pronounce the name of models, because it's been terrible the last few weeks. I've mangled I don't know how many poor games.
Yeah, so they have the number of game we can talk about.
I'm going to need a pronunciation guide going forward. I think that's the. If you can phonetically spell stuff for me, that'd be great.
At least that's ancient names that should be not that hard to pronounce. It's Latin based, so. It's not like some of the crazy Spanish names we get. Or
true. My Latin's like a bit rusty, though. So yeah, first up, let's look at this Cruentus the Butcher.
Yeah. So those two denizens are Incolas, like the Gaul we just mentioned from the previous release. So they are like non-player characters, or it doesn't really use that name, but they are...
Like AI-controlled, right?
Yeah, AI-controlled... models that interact with your gangs while you play. The first one, Cruentus, is somebody you don't want to come near.
They're like what are they called in Arena Rex? Living hazards?
Yeah. So this one really is a living hazard. If you stick up too close, you'll end up in his stew. And the other one is probably on the beneficial side. He's going to help you heal your characters instead of just stabbing you in the back. But I'm not sure you're going to heal fully and not get gangrene or something. at the same time.
Yeah, and you say not going to stab you in the back. But if you look at the model, he's holding like a set of knives behind his back.
Yeah, like you'll get back up, but you'll be missing an organ, maybe.
And the what's the flavor text? Filthy tools of the butcher's trade hang from a stained apron. Will you chance your luck? This is on the healer.
Yes, yeah. That's the healer.
Yeah. Both models pretty affordable at £5 each. They definitely have a bit of an old hammer feel to the look, to the sculpting style and the.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now, we hear a lot about this game, so at some point we'll probably have to get a demo somewhere.
I even have one of them right here in my hand.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yep. Just a single mini for a painting contest, but still.
All right. Next up, Michael Contreras Collectibles, Into the Woods.
Is that another name we can't use anymore?
I should have reread it multiple times before I said it. So it's Michael Contreras Collectibles.
So we're good now?
Yeah, I've mangled it less. It's all good.
Okay, so this is a 1/32 scale bust of what looks like a Treeman with a fairy on top.
And a bird's nest in his head?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some eggs up there.
Is she playing flute to the eggs?
Yeah, she's playing a flute. Well, maybe to the tree man. I think the eggs are incidental.
Maybe not.
Who knows?
She's maybe a gardiennage, babysitting them.
Yeah, could be. It is a cool looking bust. Lots of nice little details. The face has a lot of expression to it.
A lot of different textures on it too. Yeah. It's not just one single wood pattern. So
the fairy also has some nice detail on her wings. I wish we had a better look at her face. I'm not seeing any really good shots. The best shot I can see makes her look like she's quite finely sculpted. So, I am hopeful. And this thing is pretty large. 5.5 inches to the top of the fairy's head, to the bottom of the tree man's neck. So, that's a pretty good size, 14 centimeters.
Yeah, especially for mini what's just a head.
Yep. They're not giving it away though. This detail comes at a price, €73. So it's a fairly expensive piece. Well, actually, that puts it up into the pricier category. I'd say €73 is going to make it about 110 Canadian. Hard to tell. The euro changed recently. How's your Google Foo, Antoine?
115. So you were pretty damn close.
Yeah. So 115. That's fairly expensive. But
it's also the fairy is a 54 mil model.
Yeah, no, it's a big piece.
So just a fairy could retail for 25 to 35 euros.
Yeah.
And you add the head to it. So
I'm not saying it's overpriced. I'm just saying it's not cheap.
And yeah, it's on the
higher end, expensive higher side. End,
yeah,
for sure. Obviously designed to be a display piece. This is not a practice piece, right? This is something for a display. This is an art piece.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, but it's not cheap. And I think that pretty much covers it. I don't have shipping anywhere. 1/32 scale made of resin. 21 pieces. A lot of bits and bobs for a bust. But it is beautiful.
Probably most of them are in the branches on the top of the head.
Probably. I'm sure that the pixie or fairy or whatever is several pieces too.
Yep.
All right. Moving along to more mundane things. Warlord Games, a new Beyond the Gates of Antares models.
So sci-fi is more mundane than a bust? And then a fantasy bust?
Well, then $115 fairy playing a flute to a bunch of eggs riding on top of a treeman head bust. Yes. It's definitely more mundane than that.
Okay. So we have a bunch of new releases for Beyond the Gates of Antares. Wow.
What? There's a ton of new releases.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's new drones.
A lot of those are small drones, though. So gun drones, compactor drones, batter drones, mediprobe drones, C3, nano drones.
And You can buy them as part of the Concord Harry Drone Battle Group.
Yep.
One box to rule them all.
Yeah, and one of them is the AV Combat Drone. That thing is really big. Looks cool, though.
Yeah. And then also we have the Boromite Heavy Support Team with the X-Howitzer.
I really don't like the Boromite aesthetic of the models themselves, but I like their tech. Like the X-Howitzer, I like, but I don't like the infantry the
crew?
Models.
You know what's funny is I was about to say that the crew, the Boromites are growing on me as a faction. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I was right there with you originally, but for some reason the thing look is growing on me. I don't know. Must be my old age.
Maybe.
No pricing here, but
might go with all the skin problems you have. You look like them.
Yeah. Ooh. That's thanks for getting personal, Antoine. I appreciate it. Jerk. I know where you live. Anyway, so next up, Puppets War Support Crew.
So this is a six trooper model. They look cool. So they are a normal human infantry doing support stuff. Either range finding, carrying tablets,
explosives,
stuff like that.
Yeah, they are awesome looking. They kind of got like a heavy.
They have heavy armor, but for normal humans armor.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say like a heavy space marine type thing, but not space marine GW style. More like a space marine alien style, like the kind of...
Lot of padding.
Yeah. Or maybe like the Avatar look, like the humans in Avatar. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, they're very cool looking. I really like them. I think the heads on the models are like super flavorful.
Mm-hmm. And you also get, we didn't mention them in the dark, but there's new heads available, two other sets with the face masks also available. Yes,
yeah.
If you don't want the just the bear face one, you can get some mask too.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think they're super sweet looking. €25 for six models, multi-part resin, 32 mil. You know, how do you go wrong? It's just a good price for a good product. Puppets War is always pretty affordable, so I guess nothing new on that front. Yep, all around nice stuff. Next in line, Reaper Miniatures, April Dungeon Dweller, Stitch, Thimbletoe.
So I don't think we mentioned that, but this year, last year was the 25th anniversary of Reaper, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And they were doing a monthly promotion where they had a special edition of a model redone, and you could get it for free if you ordered for $40. So this year, they are doing something similar, but all their teams are based on the Dungeon Dwellers. But it works the same. You buy something for $40, and you get a free model for this month. And this month, it's Stitch Tumbletoe, the Halfling Thief.
Yeah, and you know, he looks like a halfling thief. He's got his little treasure chest on his base, a bag of gold, hairy feet. You know, everything you need to be a good halfling. He's $9.49. Price seems reasonable.
Yeah. Or free.
Or free.
With, $40.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Next up, Blackson Miniatures, Razgor the Warbringer on pre-order.
So this is a 75-millimeter scale Orc Warlord.
I really want to sing his name to the Trogdor song. Just because it works so well. Gorgeous model. Needs more skulls.
Yeah. He could almost be a GW model.
I was going to say. He's like one skull short of full-on GW. Yeah. You know, a lot of character. I like the face. Like, it's very, like, don't F with me.
Yeah. It's also not a cartoony style of orc. It's not Warcraft. It's
No.
It's really a serious, almost, maybe kind of Lord of the Ring style.
Yep. Very close to that. The models use the pose looks reasonable. He's got, like, a warhammer on one shoulder and a sword that he's holding low. So he's not all sprawled out in some weird dynamic pose that doesn't make any physical sense.
He's standing and waiting probably for the opponent to come by and crush crush it.
Yep. No, he is super detailed. 75 millimeters tall, so he's quite big. 83 mils from the top of the foot to the from the bottom of the foot to the top of the head.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. And obviously all in resin. And at a price, I think that makes sense for something that size, 35 pounds. So in that $70 range. Again, for a resin piece of that detail level, hardly out of the ordinary.
Yep.
So, and I can never remember what the... they have a flat fee shipping. Yeah, six pounds.
Yeah.
So buy two. Amortize your shipping costs.
Or one and a bunch of other new stuff.
There's so many models that want to buy from Black Sun.
We need to mention this one is on pre-order and shipping should start around April
23rd. Yeah. I need to become a better painter so that I can justify buying these models. That's the only thing holding me back. All right. Next up, Stratos Mini Shop. Online shop now open.
So this is a company that do... how did you say it? Like, not Battletech, but...
Robotech and Battletech proxies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Robotech. That's the name I was looking for. So they have a lot of them. Lots of stuff. Vehicles, gear... Well, gears. Mechs.
Yeah.
Spaceships. Small APCs. A ton.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably more Battletech proxies, and the Robotech is incidental. Because Battletech originally, FASA stole all the original designs from Macross due to a licensing snafu, where I think it was multiple people thought they had the license.
Okay.
Whereas Harmony Gold had the license to distribute it under Robotech in North America. Anyway, back in the olden times in the 90s or 80s or whatever it was, 90s, I guess. But yeah, so cool Battletech proxy models, right down to like dropships and gunships and stuff.
They've been going for some time, but they have a lot of stuff that's going to be available soon, and their website just launched, so it's a good way to... it's easier to get them than just hiring them on Facebook or something.
Yeah. No, it's you've got all the classic Battletech designs, you know, and they're pretty easily recognizable, too. You know, the Battlemaster, the Marauder, the Warhammer, the Thor... the Awesome, which was my mech of choice when I played Battletech. Good
stuff. By the way, they are 6mm scale, so most of the mech range in the 50mm size.
Yeah, as I say, they're 4 to 5 centimeters tall. Yeah. They're $15 a model, so I'm assuming it's US.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's price US price.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's 15 for a 2 inches tall mech, that's pretty good price.
I think it's in line with other models. And the US prices are approximated because he's charging in Polish zloty.
Zloty.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I put my O in the wrong place. Zloty. Yeah. So obviously your invoice is going to come in Polish zloty, so it'll be calculated the exchange rate of the day.
Yep.
And he does free shipping worldwide for purchases over $50. So that's not that bad. And at the moment, he's got a 15% off coupon. Valid until the 5th, depending on how he does his month. We're in Canada, so we do Quebec does stuff backwards, right?
No, we do it the international way. So I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, well, so Canada does it backwards. No, so it depends, because Quebec does it one way, and the rest of Canada does it another way.
Maybe.
So Quebec does... day, month, year, the way we'd say it. And in English, you say it the other way. You say month, day, year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. But it's probably so, English because it's an Easter sale. It probably ends this week.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, so is that... But there's no O before the 5, so I don't know if it's the fifth of April or the 4th of May.
Who knows? It's a surprise.
Yeah.
Go quick.
Don't waste time.
If you don't want to lose it.
Yeah, exactly. Just to make sure, go fast.
And it's Poland, so maybe he'll stop it at his time. So you might be losing 5 hours, 5 or 6 hours. So
yeah, or more. I don't know how far Poland is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And we have a fairly short list this week. We were pretty heavy with the cutting. First up... Oh, crud. Zarly Factory? I'm assuming the T is silent before the X?
That sounds good.
And it's Leon Johnson, the Patriarch, 95mm miniature.
So I must correct you? It's pronounced Lion L. Johnson? No?
No. No, this is not an affiliated product.
No, it's not a Primarch. It's a Patriarch.
He's a Patriarch. And he's not a Space Marine. He's a space warrior. Space Warrior Prince.
Futuristic universe.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. He's a nice model. He's wearing a lion on his back. Okay, yeah, it's Lionel Johnson. Let's and he's got all these like death angel symbols on him, including one that basically looks like a dark angel symbol. So yeah, like, who are we kidding?
It's really nice Lionel Johnson proxy.
Yep, and he's big.
That's what it is. Yes, it is.
95 mil, so he is quite tall.
Almost 4 inches? So.
So he's 95 mil from the bottom of the base to the top of the shoulder. The model itself is 75 mil. Very, very big, multi-part resin. They've unlocked some options now, and they've got the painted version of the models, which is really nice. They've unlocked a...
You can exchange the sword for a
bolter now.
Bolt gun.
Yep. They've got a helmeted head.
Yeah, and you can have extra skulls for the base to make it even more Game Workshop-esque.
Need more skulls? Always need more skulls. And they've unlocked another stretch goal, which is still a work in progress. So, and the kicker about this huge model is it's only 39 euros. That is a good price for something this size.
Yes.
I don't know what worldwide shipping is. I imagine it's going to be whatever the real shipping is.
Shipping will be worldwide 15 euros, United States and Canada 10 euros, EU is 8, and Spain is 5. So that's good.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And I was just looking at some information now I can't find. And they expect to ship at the end of June. So it's right around the corner, so that's good. So looking at the numbers, they had a goal of 1,200 euros, and they're currently at 5,806 euros. So they've several times funded. There's 17 days left to go, and this Kickstarter should complete and fully fund on April 20th, 2018. Next up, Gribo Games, Fantasy Football, Alastarin, Demons, and Chaos.
So, it's a new week. We needed a new Blood Bowl proxy team. So, here we have it.
And Gribo is a good choice. Gribo is a good choice for proxies. He makes great stuff.
Yeah. Always good. And one of the good things with Gribo's Kickstarter is they always also have add-on bunnies.
That's true. This King of the Pit model is outstanding. I love him. Yeah, I think his models look amazing.
They're just a ton of stuff. The Demogorgon looks nice.
Yeah, all the Chasm Brawlers, the Horn Demons look nice. Like
the one of the add-on, Glum the Garbler, which has a giant mouth in his belly that's catching the ball with its tongue.
Yeah, the Pestilence Knights and the Infestors and stuff like that. This looks awesome.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, Chaos Bunnies and Demon Bunnies.
Yeah, and they have a Chaos Spawn called Shape of Madness, which is so much nicer than any Chaos Spawn I've seen from GW. It's not even funny. And they have a Warriors of Chaos army with a Chaos Minotaur. Man, it makes me want to play Blood Bowl. And I hate that game. No offense to Blood Bowl fans. Or anyone who may or may not have written the rules. It's but yeah, these models, Greebo, yeah, Greebo. That's all I can say. All right, let's look at these numbers so I can stop, you know, gushing about Greebo and his stuff. So it looks like the full teams, with 16 models and or 17 models, yeah, they have 17 models, are €75, which again for custom team doesn't seem out of control. Some of the teams become a little bit more expensive because they have a lot more big. They have bigger models. And those are €95, like the Malice team. And then you have like combo packages and stuff. Like there's just a lot of stuff, and they just go up and up and up. Yeah, but the entry level is basically €75.
And we're not the only ones who like it.
No, it seems to be doing okay. So he was looking for €4,000, and he currently has €130,000.
Just that.
So does this, by memory, would you say this is the most successful like alternate Blood Bowl team Kickstarter we've seen?
Is it?
For Blood Bowl stuff, I think so. I mean, they always all seem to fund, but 200 grand or whatever? Canadian?
It might be, but we also announce them most of the time at the start and not at the end.
Well, he's got 23 days left to go.
Yeah. So he's doing really good. There was one for Dark Elf he did previously that was over 100k, but he already surpassed that. So.
And it was still one of his Kickstarters, right?
So. Yeah, it was one of his.
All right, I'll say this is usually successful for what it is.
Yeah, I think it's one of the highest ones.
He's got 23 days left to go. He's way over his target. And this Kickstarter will fully fund on April 26, 2018. I'm fairly confident in saying it's going to fully fund. Just all right, next up, World Forge Games, Armored Digital Miniature War Game.
So this is a 15-mil scale skirmish game of armored combat, but with drones. So you are controlling a little... well, little. You're controlling drone tanks on the battlefield. Nobody is fighting for real anymore. It's all done by ranged combat with AI tanks and stuff like that. The game plays with order cards. You need to kind of pre-planting and lots of options. The rules, the beta rules are available, so if that's the kind of thing that might interest you, they are available. They also have some fluff about how people no longer, the AI tried to do it better, kill the humans, kind of a...
Terminator thing?
Yeah, Terminator style. A bit, there's some resistance, some people, or people who are controlling the drones are called Digipath, and some people don't like the Digipath. Some don't mind them, and so cool fluff. Their own take on things, and pretty interesting design for the vehicles.
Yeah, I really like a lot of the look. The one complaint I have is they show production quality miniatures in one photo, and in that photo, the tank that's closest to the camera that you see the best has giant chunks, like, well. Not giant chunks, but they've got a chunk of flash and like mold slip in two places that I can easily see on the side facing the camera. So they may have wanted to, it's honest, that's what they're going to ship, but they may have wanted to clean that up before they take a picture of it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and I like the premise, you get these little building tanks on like the battlefield that are producing your drones.
Yeah, like, building stuff as you go. I think that's one of the first stretch goals. Is a mobile factory, so you can produce some while in play.
Yeah. And, I think there's also some, like, almost looks like StarCraft-type influence, because you've got a automated mine on the field, which I'm assuming gives you some sort of resource in-game. That's one of the next things to unlock. But yeah, the models look cool. I like the premise of the game. We're always kind of got a soft spot for 15-mil games, even though we don't play any.
Yeah, any smaller scale we like.
Yeah, and they're so cute.
Yes.
All right. So, just checking. Yeah, okay. So entry level pledge is £45. That gets you to the two player starter box set plus the appropriate freebies, and then you pay the real shipping after the fact. And then for £58, this is quite a good deal. You get the two player starter box set plus £24 in add-ons of your choice, which that's quite a good deal. So you're getting you're paying half price for those £24. All right. So they were looking for £5,000 and they're currently at £6,281. So they've fully funded and they have 14 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will end on April 17th, 2018. And that takes us to the last Kickstarter for the week, which is Infinite Dimensions Games, Whitewood Abbey 3D Printable Medieval Monastery.
The name says it all. It's you get 3D files, so STF files or something similar, for a monastery. So you get, that includes a church, a scriptorium, the abbot's house, and some walls you can have around your monastery if you want to do it a big complex. So a lot of different buildings, and you can pick and choose depending on what you want from the different files as you pledge. So
yeah, and they have an example of a print, at least one example of a print, and it looks quite nice. Yes, you can see the striations because they use an FDM printer, so nothing is perfect. But the detail level is still really nice. They did a good paint job on it, so it looks great. I think it's...
Yeah, for terrain on the battlefield, the picture sets they have, you don't... Yeah, like, you might see it, but once it's on the table, you don't really notice it, I don't think.
Yeah, so the Abbot House is also very nice. They've got quite a few pieces. And I think it's quite reasonable for the STLs. Man, it's a Canadian Kickstarter. Look at that. I didn't even realize that.
And most of the buildings are so multiple level, and they are stackable, so it's not a giant mess for something that's three-story. You'll be able to separate them during play if you want to have access to the interior. So
yeah. So let's see here. The entry-level pledge gives you one building, one or more add-on buildings for $10 Canadian. They have an option if you're a 3D printer impoverished, they call it, and you need help with the printing. That's pretty awesome. So it's basically you send the money, they'll send you a t-shirt. Because you can't actually print anything, but they'll send you a t-shirt which you could wear. And then, yeah, so the core set with stretch goals is $85 Canadian, which is a great deal for US listeners because there's about a 30% exchange rate right now. So they're paying 30% less. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, European listeners, you know, you're paying like 2/3 or half the price depending on where you are in Europe. So if you're using euros or pounds.
And no shipping because
it's STL files, right? So the $85 set gives you the complete Abbey set with five buildings, plus surrounding walls, and all unlock stretch goals. Yeah, so that's awesome, and the building is just so nice.
Yeah, I think the look is really good.
They really went for a good aesthetic. I could see these fitting in War Machine or Age of Sigmar or any historical game, Fantasy or Ninth Age if you're still playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Even that church I could see fitting into like a 40k style game.
Yeah.
That's a gothic, you know, classic looking church. I'm sure you could do something with it. Yeah, I really like them. Oh, and they've got a little fountain that you can download for free, which actually looks quite nice. You know what? I think I'm going to download it and I'll try that print just to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Good job on them. I love these types of projects. Because I think it's $85 Canadian is a very reasonable price for what you get. For the amount of work that went into these files. Because you can tell they're well made. Alright. Enough of that. So let's look at the numbers. They were looking for 3,000 Canadian. They're currently at 19,140 Canadian with 17 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will fully fund on Friday, April 20th, 2018. And that is that, sir. We've made it through another week.
Yes, it is.
Yay! Success. Actually, I just want to say something about that last Kickstarter. Looking at the stretch goals, there's some awesome stuff in there, too, that's not unlocked yet. So, I'm quite hopeful. Some really neat stuff there. Okay. Yeah, so we made it through another week. Good job. We're really reaching for an ending now, because we don't know what to say. And Antoine, I think, is so tired that he's just not responding to anything I say.
That's about it.
All right. Well, happy Easter to all the listeners. Belated, but heartfelt all the same. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find the Gaming Careers Podcast, the resource for people looking to find their fit in the gaming industry. You will hear game industry professionals talk about how they succeed in today's competitive environment and how you can do the same. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.